I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pep Talk. I'm your host, Jake Walker. So happy to be with you this morning. We haven't had a Pep Talk open segment here with your boy Jake Walker in a while, and it's actually kind of worked out great. That's how God works. I've been dealing with the sinuses and you know, my throat. If you hear me in the morning doing traffic for the past few days with Andrew McKay, it was just like, who is this guy? You know, it was almost like I was doing, you know, like swing low, sweet chariot. I mean, it was just like the lowest voice. I woke up with just this bassy, you know, voice, and it was just, you know, congestion and pressure and sinuses. And it was horrible for like more than a week. But now I'm actually feeling better today. I actually sound sort of like myself, and so glad to be with you. It's a blessing to be here with you every day from 9 to 11 weekdays here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. When we don't have a guest, it turns into Pep Talk with Jake Walker, and I just get to talk to you for 30 minutes. So what's on your mind today? Let me know. You can call or text into the show, 437-1620. I have a segment coming up on the Wilhelm Scream. I ran this a couple weeks ago, and I got a lot of texts on it. People really enjoyed it. They really thought it was interesting. I've always thought that this story was just fascinating and just kind of fun. So I'm going to talk about that coming up. So don't go anywhere. It's a really cool thing if you don't know about it. Also, today is National Proofreading Day. We'll talk about that a little bit. I've got some really good stuff coming up, so don't go anywhere. Thank you for joining me. I want you to know that you can always listen to us here at 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, AM 1620. You can listen at newsradio923.com, or you can download the News Radio Pensacola app to receive customized news updates and alerts. And of course, we post everything as a podcast on our website and on the app, so you can always catch up on what you missed. Today, National Proofreading Day. Do you ever proofread your texts at all? I've got some friends that I receive texts from where I know that's a big fat no. They do not read over what they send. They just boom. It just takes a few seconds. Okay. And I know that if it's not a very important text and you're just like, yes, I'm on my way, or, you know, whatever, I see that. But even the shorter texts, I always go back and proofread to make sure that the punctuation is there. We talk about this sometimes on Andrew's show. He had a frivolous topic the other day. It was, you know, do you use punctuation and grammar in your text messages? Is that just gone nowadays? Do people not do that? I am strict on that. For myself, if others do it, I understand. It's just sort of funny when it comes up on my phone and I read it and I'm just like, they must be talking to text. Because sometimes the word pairings that Siri or whoever is doing your voice dictation there, sometimes the words that they choose, especially, I have a pretty thick Southern accent when I'm not on the radio. You might still hear it, but being born and raised in Tennessee, you know, sometimes when I'm talking to text, especially if I'm excited or if I'm busy doing something, my Southern drawl comes out a little bit thicker, and I don't think the AI has caught up to us Southern folks yet. So sometimes the word pairings that show up are just hilarious, and I'll go ahead and send them anyway, and then I'll follow it up with a big fat, hey, I'm talking to text, isn't this funny? But proofreading, it's National Proofreading Day. I don't know why we have a day for that, but it just made me think, do you proofread your texts? Let me know, 437-1620. And if you do text in, are you going to proofread it before you send it? See how it just kind of worked in a loop there? I'm Jake Walker. It's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What's going on in your world? Let me know, 437-1620. My frivolous, I like to just talk about things and bring it up as I see it. I saw something on the web here today for the must-try hot sandwich recipes, and it made me think. I know that this receipt was posted online from Five Guys Burgers and Fries, not too long ago, and it caused this huge uproar online. And everybody was like, well, why, you know, is one person paying $25 for a burger, fries, and a shake? And, you know, I agree. It's the old inflation kicking in. And, you know, they use fresh meat and fresh cut fries, and they got to pay the workers, and they got to pay for the lights to be on, and they got to pay for all that food. I get that. But have you been to a sandwich shop lately? And I'm not talking a specialty sandwich shop or maybe a food truck. That's kind of a whole different deal. That's more artisan. But have you been to sort of your small box stores, you know, like the Jerseys and the Firehouses and the things like that? I frequent these places. I love a good sandwich. I feel like Firehouse used to be better than it is, or maybe just how I remember it used to be better. I grew up on Schlotzky's in Nashville. Oh, my gosh. If we had a Schlotzky's deli here, I would be so happy. And then, of course, when I lived in Auburn, when I met my wife, Auburn, Alabama, we had McAllister's Deli. You know, so lots of great sandwich shops. But if you've been into any of these normal, you know, sandwich shops lately, have you noticed how much it costs for a regular sub and chips and a drink? It's upwards of $20. So, and they don't charge extra for toppings in most of these places. So, yeah, it's up there. So my question of the day is, do you like hot sandwiches or cold sandwiches? I know that kind of came out of left field with that, but it just got me thinking, because usually when I go to these sandwich places, you know, Firehouse is usually hot subs. They do the steaming and all of that, which is great. It can sometimes end up being a little too much moisture in the mix there, but otherwise, you know, they're great. And the bread is usually really, really good there too. But I go to Jersey Mike's a lot, and I always get a cold sub. My wife always gets the cheesesteak. She always gets the warm sub. So she gets her golden ticket, and she sits down, and I'm halfway through my sub before she gets hers off the grill, which is fine. I do love a good cheesesteak. That is a great one. So let me know, do you prefer hot sandwiches or cold sandwiches? If so, let me know which ones you're digging on today. I'll go through a few. And if you send in a text here to 437-1620, are you going to proofread it? Let me know that too. Lots of stuff I'm demanding from you today. But you know what? I haven't been here in a while, so let's get back into this. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for joining me. I really, really sincerely mean that. I love when people listen and they text and they call in and they'll see me at church, or they'll see me on the street or at a gig or something. I'll be like, hey, man, you know, I listen to the show. And so I did get a lot of comments on this Wilhelm Scream story. I'm going to have that after the break, so don't go anywhere. It's really fun and interesting, and I love the story of this scream that most of us, I would say, if not all of us, have heard. So don't go anywhere for that. Somebody just texted in, I do proofread, but sometimes my grammatical errors slip through anyway, yeah, especially if I'm in a rush. It's so hard to proofread your own work. In important matters, I have my sister proofread my work for me. I've had my wife look over texts before, especially when it's a really important text, like if you're having to do something with your boss, or, you know, having to change jobs, or having to, you know, do something legally. You know, I'll sit and stew over those texts, and I'll rewrite it, and I'll read it, and I'll read it out loud, and I'll read it in a mirror, and I'll record it and play it back half speed and then double. No, I don't do that. But I definitely read it over a few times before I send it, because I want to know how it's going to sound to the other person on the other end, especially when I'm reading it out loud. And sometimes it just sounds weird, or it sounds, it sounds stupid. So I'll just change it. So it's National Proofreading Day. Send me your text, 437-1620. You like hot sandwiches or cold sandwiches? Some of the favorites here on this list that I'm looking at from mashed.com, they've got the Monte Cristo. Yes. And our friends at Great Southern Restaurants have a crab. I believe it's a crab Monte Cristo that they just debuted on the show the other day with the Grits Girls here on the Pep Talk Pensacola Expert Panel. We've got the New York chopped cheese sandwich, of course. Everybody loves a good fried fish sandwich. Reuben's. Oh, Reuben's are amazing. You've got the classic Cuban tomato BLTs and just classic tomato sandwiches. I've never had just a tomato sandwich, but fried bologna sandwich, mayo and tomato. There's that on there. The Philly cheesesteak, not to be confused with the New York cheesesteak. Bacon Lovers grilled cheese, Cajun sandwiches. The French dip is great. hot pastrami sandwiches, buffalo mac and cheese sandwich. What? Tuna melts, which some people are really against tuna melts because it's like, I don't want anything warm around my tuna fish. I get that. You know, and of course, the old classic meatball sub or the grilled cheese, all great sandwiches. But, you know, when I go to these sandwich shops, I usually just get a cold sub, just some meat and lettuce and fixins and stuff. And sometimes it's upwards of $20. So we're really paying for those sandwiches. I'm Jake Walker. I'll be right back with the Wilhelm Scream. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get to these ads. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll be right back.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Tuesday morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talked quite a bit about the State of the Union and the Republican response to it. Also talked with State Representative Alex Andrade on the last day of session in Tallahassee. Had a really good wrap with Josh Newby and Michael Kimbrell talking about homelessness and the camping law and what happens in politics when one side has too much power and doesn't have to pay attention to the other side. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we mourn the passing of things canceled this week. Listen to these segments at newsradio923.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Oh, yeah. Give me that countdown. I love this. This is the best countdown, I think, of anything in history right here. Are those numbers? There we go. Yes! There it is. Man, that song gets my blood flowing. I've got chills all over my body. I'm Jake Walker. This is Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I always do that. I double introduce myself. New Radicals, Get What You Give. Man, if that song just doesn't get you pumped up, I don't know what will. And the bass player in that band, especially, I don't know if it's the bass player from the band that played on the track for the recording, but whoever played bass on that recording, very, very well done, sir or ma'am or otherns. Hey. Jake Walker hanging out with you for Pep Talk. The Wilhelm Scream. You may have heard this. I'm sure you have. It's in most of our favorite movies. It's in Toy Story. It's in Star Wars. It's in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, all those films. And it started out, the Wilhelm Scream is a stock sound effect. This film student at USC found this while going through some files looking, you know, for, you know, stuff for his movies and his student films there and sound effects, and they call it Foley, you know, when they put sound effects and stuff and music into your films. But I found this online, and I've always known about this. It's really, really fascinating. I'll run a little bit of this for you right here.
In the 1970s, a young sound designer named Ben Burt was browsing the Warner Brothers sound effects library when he came across a file labeled Man Getting Bit by Alligator. It sounded like this. Burt took a liking to the exaggerated yell and added it to the student films he was working on at USC. It became a joke between him and his fellow classmates. So when Burt was hired to sound design an upcoming film called Star Wars, he found a place to use his signature sound effect. Burt went on to sound design the rest of the Star Wars films and the Indiana Jones franchise, and he continued using this sound effect, which he named the Wilhelm Scream. The name Wilhelm comes from a character from the 1953 film The Charge at Feather River.
Wilhelm! Yeah, I'll just fill my pipe!
However, the sound effect was first recorded a few years earlier for the film Distant Drums and used in a scene where a man is attacked by an alligator, which is why when Burt found the sound effect, it was labeled as such. There were 6 takes of the scream in the original recording, but takes 4 and 5 are the most recognizable.
You heard the last one they just played during that last film. That was actually the 5th take. The 4th take, which I'm going to play here in a minute, you'll hear, is the one that's most widely used. It's the one in all the Raiders of the Lost Ark and all the Indiana Jones films and the Star Wars. I've heard it in Toy Story. I've heard it in television shows. I've heard it all over the place. It became sort of like an homage to this first initial use of the sound. And I went back and found the actual, you know, clip of them actually recording this file, you know, this sound. And back in the day, you can kind of visualize, it's not like having a phone or having a multi-recorder where you hold in your hand or any digital, no laptops. They had to have a sound stage with a tape machine rolling, and they had to do all this onto 2-inch magnetic tape. So just to kind of give you a scene there. But this is the original instance when they recorded this here.
A man getting bit by an alligator, and he screams.
Okay, quiet. Sit down, Sergeant. Okay, right.
Ah! Ah!
The first one you did up here was much better.
Oh!
Ow!
Ow! A real scream of pain.
Ah!
There it was. All right, so that was the 4th one. That was the 4th take, and that's the one that's most popular. And the director goes, you know, oh, don't say ow. You know, like, it's going to be like this. I want it to be like a blood-curdling scream, like real pain. And then I don't, just this magic, you know, happened, and this guy just, ow. I mean, it's just, it's the perfect scream. So now whenever you watch your favorite films and TV shows, if you ever hear that, you're just going to laugh because you know more about that than probably everybody sitting around you. And it's a cool, like, little thing to bust out of the party. You know, if everybody's watching something and you hear that scream, you can be like, hey, everybody, you heard that? That's called the Wilhelm Scream. Lots of information on that. Look it up online. It's very, very interesting. Somebody just texted in, good show. How about sending the text to the wrong person? I know all about that personally, and other friends of mine. Especially when you get heated, or when you're really upset about something, and you send, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute, that went to the one person that I'm actually sitting here talking about behind their back, and now I've sent them a text directly. Yeah, it happens. Does that ever happen to you? Let me know. Let me know what you're thinking about today. 437-1620. I only got a few minutes left. I'm going to get to another commercial break. Thank you for joining me, Jake Walker, Pep Talk. I'll be right back to wrap up after this. And don't go anywhere. At 10 o'clock, we've got Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt coming right up. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
You've just discovered you have...
Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It just feels so good to feel good again. I've been struggling with some sinus stuff for, it seems like, weeks now, and it's just been really, really hard. But I'm actually feeling better today. I feel like my old Jake self here. Jake Walker, Pep Talk, here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What's going on in your world? You can always text me, call me into the show here, 437-1620. I would love to hear from you. Find me on the Facebooks, Jake Walker, J-A-K-E Walker. Send me a friend request. Let's be friends. So thank you for joining me today. I've got Stefan Schmidt in the studio. He's going to be coming up for Boat Smart here in just a few moments, so don't go anywhere. A new website I found, you know, because I've been very open and vocal on the show about my struggles with mental health. My anxiety has just been through the roof lately. Just, you know, financial troubles and, you know, marital issues and relationships with your friends and coworkers, all of that can really start piling on. And if you're like me and you struggle with anxiety, it can really get to you. So I wanted to let you know about a website called loveyourmindtoday.org, a great website with lots of resources on how you can care for your mind and deal with emotions and moods and life challenges, things like that, and how to find support. So check that out, loveyourmindtoday.org. If you're having difficulty sleeping, appetite changes, like struggling to get out of bed, don't wait till it's too late. Talk to your doctor. And you can always call 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. I'm Jake Walker. I'll be right back with Boat Smart.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.